Happy Sabbath, brethren. Trust. What does it mean? There was a time where trust was more prevalent than today, with people trusting to leave their doors unlocked, their cars running without fear of being stolen, trusting a handshake to seal the deal of a contract, trusting the mortal government system set before us, and trusting doctors we trust in to make us well. Brethren, trust has become sparse in society today, but the unwavering trust we can place in God is never changing. The title of my message today is Trust in the Lord Always. In the Word of God are many magnificent promises which we can trust in. I'd like to start out by turning to Malachi 3:6. See proof of trust in these promises. Malachi 3:6. Right after Zechariah. All right. Verse 6. For I am the Lord, I do not change. And now, turn to Romans 11:29 to see even more proof of this unchanging God that we have with these magnificent promises that we can trust in. Romans 11:29. Verse 29, for the gifts of the calling of God are irrevocable. And in Hebrews 6:18, in the middle verse, we can see even more proof of an unchanging God that we have. It is impossible for God to lie. We might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. So, brethren, as oftentimes our fellow man may lie to us, losing our trust, God has not, will not lose that trust that has been instilled within us through His great promises. And now I'd like to turn back to 2 Samuel 22, verses 1 through 7 of David trusting in God, delivering him from his enemies, and Saul. Second Samuel 22, verses 1 through 7. Okay, verse 1. Then David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Verse 3. The God of my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you saved me from violence. Verse 4. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So I shall be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death surrounded me, the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Shiloh surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry entered his ears. So David, a man after God's own heart, put his total and complete trust in God. And God did deliver him from death. And from pursuit of Saul, of certain death. And there's many examples in the Bible of those who trusted in God. And God did deliver them, such as Daniel from the lion's den, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace. And God can and will deliver us from certain deaths and trials in our lives too, in God's perfect will. We can rely on that. I'd like to now take a look at some Psalms of David, of David's great trust in God. For he was a man after God's own heart. I'd like to start out by turning to Psalms 20, verses 1 through 7. Psalms 20, verses 1 through 7. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings. Verse 4. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purposes. We will rejoice in your salvation. In the name of our God will set up banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Verse 6. Now I know the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down to fallen, well, ending in verse 7 there. Now, I'd like to turn to Psalms 56 verses 3 and 4 now. Of even more trust in the Lord. Psalms 56, verses 3 and 4. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. And verse 4, in God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? And now, Psalms 118, 6 through 9. 118, 6 through 9. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than put confidence in princes. And now, Psalms 125, 1 and 2. Verse 1. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever. And finally, in Psalms 146, 3 through 6. 146, 3 through 6. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. Happy is he who trusts in God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executed justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the stranger. He relieves the fatherless and widow. But the ways of the wicked he turned upside down. Brethren, when all trust is lost in people and the world, we would like to think that we could trust ourselves. But not such the case. I'd like to now take a look at Proverbs 28, verse 26. Proverbs 28. Verse 26. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered. And in the section of the Nelson Study Bible at the bottom here, it says, trust in God leads to blessings. Security can only come from trusting God, not by relying on oneself. And now a correlation to that, I'd like to take a look at Jeremiah 17, verse 9 and 10. Jeremiah 17, verses 9 and 10. And this is a scripture that we all know well. 9 and 10. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind. And now I'd like to move up to verses 7 and 8 to look at the blessings of trusting in the Lord. In verse 7, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spread out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaves will be green, and will not be ancient in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. And I'd like to turn to Micah 7, verses 5 and 7, book after Jonah. Micah 7. Getting there. Okay. Verse 5. Do not trust in a friend. Do not put your confidence in a companion. Guard the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your bosom. Verse 6. For the son dishonors father, daughter rises against his mother, daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own household. Verse 7. Therefore, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. It'd be nice to think that we could put our trust in family and those loved ones, but it's not always the case. I can ultimately say that my direct family I can trust in, but we all have family members that we can't trust outside of sight distance, but it's unfortunate. In closing now, I'd like to turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. 1 Timothy 4, verses 8 through 11. And see what our part is in shining the light of trust. 1 Timothy 4. Through 11. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. And now, chapter 6. Verses 17 and 19. Verse 17. Command those who are rich in the present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Verse 18. Let them do good that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold of eternal life. Now, brethren, I have magnets that I brought that we can put on our vehicles for anyone that be interested in it to shine to the world of who we put our trust in. We put our ultimate trust in God, not in man, not in government, not in society, but in God alone. So, thank you.